We are learning Maseches Baba Kamba, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting three lines from the top. Zok the Gemara, Umamidin Lehen Apatropin Latam Ligbeis Megufay Tanoihi. Until now we said, we explained Pshat in our Mishnah, that you don't appoint Apatropis to collect Chatzin Ezek. The first three times the Behemoth damages, he's the potter. That's what we said. Akula in Tam, like Taisa says, that they don't pay the first three times when it comes to a Cheir Sheit of Katan or Yisayim. So, the Gemara says now really it's Mechlekes Tanoim. Tanoim, the Tanoim to the Braisa. Shor Shineschar Shabailov. A Shor where the Bailam became deaf and dumb. Vishtatu Bailov, or the Bailam went crazy. Vishahoku Bailov Dinas Yam, or the Bailam's not here anymore. He went to Dinas Yam. So, what's the halacha if this Shor damages? Yehuda ben Akusa Imer, Sumchis, Harebet Hamusa Yachidu Fine Bailam. It's a time until you made that a damage for the Bailam. He had no Bailam, so it looks like he's saying it never becomes a mu'ud. It stays a time forever. You appoint the apachopis, and you say, Eid is front of the apachopis. We'll have to explain this price. But so far, so good, it looks like. It looks like the Tanakhama is saying nothing happens. The behemoth stays a time forever. Come and say, no, you appoint the apachopis, and it becomes a mu'ud in front of the apachopis. The Cheresh got back his hearing. The Shoita got back his sanity. And the Katan got older. Or the Baam came back with the Yom. And it's a Mu'ud now, because it was a Mu'ud in front of the Apachopis. Yehuda ben Akusa amasumchis, chazal tamusoy. And it goes back to being a Tam. Achi idu boy fnei Baalim. Until you say, it is front of Baalim. Like we said in the Mishnah, something called Rishus Mashana. That now it became a new owner. So it goes back to being a tam. We just said Yehuda ben Akusa v'shem sumchus. It's a tam forever. So what does it mean? It goes back to tam. It was always a tam. So Gemara will ask the kasha. Rabbi Yosi Omer, harei b'cheskosai. It stays a mu'ud. So this is the brisa. The brisa starts off with the warmachlekes. Yehuda ben Akusa v'shem sumchus says harei b'tamusai forever, and the chacham say imayim b'avachapas. Then the Gemara says, what happens if he gets better or the baam comes back? It's machlekes if it goes back to being a tam. Or it stays in mu'ud. So Gemara says, Amri, I have a problem. I don't understand Pshat in the Gemara. My areu to tamusha to come with sumchus. What does it mean that sumchus is saying it's a time forever? Ilim in the loyma ayat klal, it's not a mu'ud at all. Hamilikhtani seifa chosel tamusoi. Since the seifa says that when he gets better, he goes back to being a tam, machlal da yayit. Vaistois, he became mu'ud. Elamai, what are you going to say? Which means is, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay until you have a violin. So what does that mean? Which means, calls man into tam, you don't pay anything, because means it's still complete, you don't collect of it. Why? Because You mind me apachopis, they say, Eidus from apachopis that I damage, and it pays chatz nezek. Alma amid apachopis, letam ligvayis begufay. Basically, we're saying this. We're proving that according to Sumchis, also, you mind me apachopis, and you make this behemah a mood. So after three times, the behemah becomes a mood. It's proven, because they say chazal tamusa. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes got to be in the first three times. And what is machlekes? Do you pay chatz nezek or not? And how do you read into the words? Hareu b'tamusoi, which means it's b'tamusoi the first three times. It stays complete the first three times until the Baalim comes, which means apachopis, in front of apachopis, does not pay chatz nezek. And Chum say, no, ma'amid apachopis to pay. So it comes at the first part of the braisa, machlekes is, if ma'amid apachopis latam ligvois begufoi, does apachopis pay chatz nezek? V'seifa ma'ikam v'fgi, what's machlekes in the seifa? Rishus v'shani g'manayim. Sumchus sova rishus mashana. Sumchus holds rishus mashana, which means it leaves the apachopis rishus, goes back to the bayal rishus, and goes back a tam. Rabbeinu sova rishus ain't a mashana. Rishus is not mashana. Now, what's the machlekes rishus mashana? Now, what's the beer machlekes? I'm sure you're wondering. So, the Ramuk Yosef says a few words here to explain why rishus mashana. Doctor Ramuk Yosef, the pshat is like this. He says, "The yachlu yisaimim lemeimar. You have a meyad leibam pondilon. If it would have been, he said, it is front of us and warned us. Have a vidna leshmir meulo. We have a nagach." He says, "I don't trust this behemah. Is the best behemah. He never do anything. Oh, he's moved by you. You don't know how to take care of him. I would have gave him nice sweets and make sure he's very comfortable and no one insult him. And nothing would have happened. That's what he's saying. He's saying I'm a different violin. By me, it won't do anything. That's the lomdus of Shush Bashana, that the Bayam Tain is that by him it will be different. So there's two machlokes in the Braisa. One machlokes is Maridim Tam Ligvois, Maridim Abchopis Ligvois Tam Begufoi, and the second machlokes is Rishos Roshana or not. Ton Rabbanon, into the Braisa. Shor Cheirish Shoyt of a Karton Shenogach. You have a Shor of a Cheirish Shoyt of a Karton Shenogach. Rabbi Yaakov Mashalim Chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Yaakov pays Chatzin Nezek. Pray to Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, my ability, what did Rabbi Yaakov do wrong? Why is he paying Chatzin Nezek if a Cheirish Shor damaged? Rabbi Yaakov says you pay Chatzin Nezek. He also pays Chatzin Nezek. We have to see why. What exactly is Pshat? Why are you paying Chatzin Nezek? What's the case? We have to analyze the case. We're saying over here that a Shor of a Cheir Shor of the Katan pays Chatzin Nezek. Now, you have to know why the Tana decided to say Rabbi Yaakov Mishalim. I'm saying it's a little bit funny. You might have changed the Tana. What's on the Tana? Zokta Yaivitz in the back. Yesha Farish, the Vadi Loy Lechinom Nosav Tamud Achlishta. It wasn't by mistake. Elamishim Nahani Leslu Bailim. This shah doesn't have a Bailim. Lavnesh Shluminenu. Av Rabbi Yaakov Av Bezinu Avian Shal Yisoymim. Mumshalim Ba'adam Shalahem. He goes into a stickle that the Av Bezin has a certain responsibility for the Yisoymim in the town, and that's why he used this Lashon Ayin Sham stickle up shot in what was Mir Yaakov Mashalim. But back into the Gemara. Say, he holds, you pay Chatzin Nezek. Who pays Chatzin Nezek? What's going on here? Mayaskino. Ibatam. 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 Pshita. Tukuliyam and Ami Chatzin Nezek. Everyone pays Chatzin Nezek. Which is a little bit problematic. What do you mean? Why is it Pshita? The Chilash Shita. Midim Apachopas. Atam. Ligbeis Magufa. Why is it so posh? So, small Tais here. Which is, we'll talk about later on a little bit. But Tais says, Bchitay Mashmina. Midim Apachopas. Atam. It should have said, Yaakov Machayev. And we don't understood. What's Lashon Chatzin Nezek? We still thought that means something else. So it came to a regular time. Because it's possible to be Chatzin Nezek. If you're talking about Mu'ud, so why are you paying Chatzin Nezek? If the Avdilei Shmira, if he watched it, and now it broke out of its chains, Klal Lekaloi, it shouldn't be Chayv anything. Klal Loi by Yishlumi. V'id Loi Avdilei Shmira, if he didn't watch it, so what is going on? Why paying Chatzin Nezek? We don't want to that sign by Tam because we hold that's partial. So why paying Chatzin Nezek? Omar Rava, I'll tell you Pshat and Rabbi Yaakov. Omar Rava, Olam B'Mu'ud. Talk about Mu'ud. And a Mu'ud really, if he doesn't watch, it's paying Nezek Shalom. If he watches, it should be Potus. What's going on? There's a Shita of Rabbi Huda that holds, in the beginning of Akoinis, we had it before mentioned Agav in Perek Amniyach also, that a mu'ud, you have to watch a shmir p'chusa. A tam, you have to watch a shmir m'ula. You have to do a better shmir for a tam than a mu'ud. That means, if you do, we'll just give it like, you know, a number. If you give a 50% shmirah, you'll be chayiv for a tam's damages, but a mu'ud, that's enough. 50% shmirah is enough. So the mu'ud has a kula. You don't have to watch as much. So here we had a shard that was a mu'ud. And you made a shmir p'chusa, you did a 50% shmirah, but the other shmirah, you didn't do the 80% shmirah. Rabbi Yaakov saw like Rabbi Yehuda, Domatzad Tamas and Mekoyim Medas. That every mu'id is a half a tam, which means every mu'id paying a shalom, half the payment is a tam. It pays Megufai, has all the dinim of tam. That's what means Tzad Tamas and Mekoyim Medas. Vesov like Rabbi Yehuda, Domar, Mu'id Sagalov Shmir Pchusa. He also holds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that mu'id is enough with a Shmir Pchusa. Vesov like Rabbanon, he also holds like Rabbanon, Domar, Mamidim Apachopas and Tamlik Vesvagufai. He also holds like Rabbanon holds. Of course, here you remember the first in my Netz Shalom, the first half you're paying like a tam. So you have to hold up Chopas pays the Din Magufi also. So Rabbi Yaakov holds three things. He holds Tzad Tamas of Koyim Medes. He holds it's enough Bashmir Pchusa by Mu, not by a tam. And he holds that you might have a Chopas of Tamlik Vesvagufai. So here we're talking about Mu, and you pay Chatzin Nezek. Why? Because he made a Shmir Pchusa. So for the Mu'ud Shabbat, he's Potter. He's only chayiv for the tam shabbos, and that's why he pays Chatzin Nezek. That's what he learns out Rabbi Yaakov. And the Gemara will ask, actually, lefid this pshat, why don't you say talking about tam, and that's what we're talking about. Say Rabbi Yaakov talking about tam, and my mind up shabbos tam is good for you. Why can we say like that? Which twice is asked, but the Gemara holds the kasha. We'll see. Gemara asks the kasha. So that is Rava's pshat. Rava's pshat is we're talking about a mu'ud, and he's paying Chatzin Nezek Als the muad shaboy, and not as the tam shaboy. Why? It's paying Chazal says as the tam shaboy, not as the muad shaboy. Why? Because he made a shmira pechusa, and that was enough shmira for the muad. So you're paying only for the tam shaboy, only for the tam, the half of it that's a tam. So that's Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Rabbi Yaakov holds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rav is saying. Only Abaya, Rabbi Yaakov is an augur on Yehuda. Only by Vloy Pligi, by Tayuntan Abraisa. Shor Shacher Shet Vekaton Shenagach. We have a Shor of Cher Shet Vekaton that was Nagach. That gourd, Rabbi Yehuda mechay, Yehuda holds mechay, Rabbi Yaakov mechay to nezek mishalom, he pay chatz in nezek. So it's like this, Rabbi Yehuda says he pay nezek shalom, sounds like, Rabbi Yaakov says he pay chatz in nezek, that's pashup shah. So he sees the machlokes. So how can you say that they both agree? Rava said they both agree. Here we have a brayso that says they argue. Omer Rav Baula, it's not shver. Masha mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda, pirish Rabbi Yaakov, stam machlokes. Yehuda says mechayiv, he said stam chayiv. Comes Rabbi Yaakov and says, you know what it is? He pays chatz in nezek. So that's how Rabba entered Abaya's kasha. Abaya held the argue. So Moses says, feel Abaya held the argue. What are they arguing? What's the beer of machlekes? According to Abaya, he's learning that Rehuda holds nezek shalom. If Yaakov holds chatz in nezek, what's the beer of machlekes? Labaya don't want pligi, even my pligi. What's the machlekes? On malach, hakamai skin on bemuid loy natri klal. We're talking about muid. He didn't watch it at all. Rabbi Yaakov sov like Rabbi Yehuda b'chado, or pog b'chado. He holds halfway like Rabbi Yehuda. Sov like Rabbi Yehuda b'chado, deal Rabbi Yehuda sov at Sat Hamas Kamei Medes, and he also holds Sat Hamas Kamei Medes. So you pay chatz in Ezek, you pay chatz in Ezek. Or pog b'chado, because you didn't watch it. So you pay over here, chatz in Ezek, like Rabbi Yehuda. Or pog b'chado, deal Rabbi Yehuda sov amid l'av ha-chop as a tam l'gves b'gufa, that you pay. You pay even for the time. Rabbi Yaakov Sava, he made them l'loy mishalom el pag the muad. The opposite of the way we learned before. Comes Abaya, it's like this. Pshat Rabbi Yaakov is, we're talking about here a muad, and he didn't watch it at all. So he chayish b'chayin nezek shalom. But Rabbi Yaakov holds that tzad tamas v'mekoyim ha'medes, and he holds eima midim apachop as a tam l'kvayis b'gufay. So for one half you don't pay, because that's a tam. You only pay for the other half, for the muad half. So you only pay chatzin nezek. So only pay for chatz nezek of the muad. So it comes to machlokes. Who does says mechayiv? Why you chayiv nezek shalom? Rabbi Yaakov says chayiv nezek shalom only for the muad part. So if you go back to the brisa halfway down the omer, this brisa that we started the sugi with Tarabon and Shor Cheres of Katan Shnogach, where Yaakov shalom chatz nezek. So according to Rava, that's talking about a muad, and the reason why you're paying chatz nezek is because you did a shmir pechusa. You're paying for the chatz nezek of the time. According to Abaya, we're talking about a muad there also, but you're paying chatz nezek because of the tzad muad shabbat, not tamas shabbat. You didn't watch at all, and tamas you don't pay. Aim and midim apachov is tamas because we go for it. That's what comes out of chokas. Rav and Abaya learned that brisa. So we'll read it inside one more time. It says, what's the machlokes? By pligi, I'm lachom eskin, muad blay not to klal. Yaakov sov lachom Yehuda b'chado, plaga b'chado. Sov lachom Yehuda b'chado, deil Rabbi Yehuda, sov at tzad tamas kamei medes, that's he holds like that also. Plaga b'chado, deil Rabbi Yehuda, sov amidim lam, apachav as tamagas v'gufay. Yaakov sov, aim amidim, v'loim ha-sham el plaga the muad, only for the half the muad. Only Rav Acha bar Abaya l'Ravina. Rav Acha bar Abaya tells Ravina like this. Bishtom l'Abaya, if he Abaya learns that the machlokes is, in the second brisa, the machlokes is, if you pay for the tam, so we understand, and then the first price also we said means chatzin nezek means for the half of the muad, that's the first price. So therefore we understand why is that signed by muad, because that's the only way to learn. Bishlam Abaya don't pligi shapir. It's good why we say the first price is talking about a muad, because by tam we can't say that, because in the second price we see Rabbi Yaakov holds, aim a midim apotropis, letam ligves begufoy. We see that in the second price. So the first price, obviously, has to be talking about muad, because you don't pay for a tam. So it has to be for muad. Elo Rava, the holds that you are ma'amidim apachop as tam l'gves b'gufay, and the machlokes is a case where, and the case, not the machlokes, the case of Rabbi Yaakov, which is not a machlokes, is a case where you watch a shmir p'chusa, and now shmir mulo, why can't you just say that, talk about tam by itself? Elo Rava, don't like pligi ad mukal of a muad, look for a tam. That's time by a tam. Rabbi Yaakov is talking about a tam, and he pay chatz in ezek. Why? Because by midim lapachop is the tam, likvayis begufay. And what will be the case of the tam? Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, the avil shmir pechusa, blo avil shmir mula, and therefore you chayiv. Talking about a tam. You have to do a shmir mula there. So if you're Rabbi Yehuda, the case will be you did a shmir pechusa, not a shmir mula, and therefore you pay chatz in ezek out of tam. Ilu Rabbi Yezbi Yaakov, the loy over Lishmir Klal. And if Rabbi Yezbi Yaakov didn't do a Shmir rule, what's Rabbi Yezbi Yaakov Shita, the Tanya? Rabbi Yezbi Yaakov Oimer, Echad Tam Vechem Wood, Shomram Shmir Apachusa Paturim, it's enough. Vahokim Ashvalom Rabbi Yaakov, what would be Yaakov's Chiddish? The Mamidim Lehem Apachopas Tam Vechem Wood. The question is this, we have a Bryce that says, Yaakov Vechem Pachatzi Nezek. So we came out with a whole convoluted case. It was a Mood, he watched it halfway, and you only pay like a Chatzi Nezek at the time. Just talk about a time. And what's the case? Either you watched the Shmir of Chusa, Fear of Hudi Yisrael Chayiv, or Rabbi Elazar Yaakov didn't watch it at all. The whole point of the passages of the Brayis was to say that if Maimed Apotrop is Latam Ligwes Begufoy, you still have that. So Vahakamash Lom Yaakov, the Midl Apotrop is Latam Ligwes Begufoy. So why do you have to wear a Mu'ud? Amalei, I'll tell you the answer. Hachakama, Chodo de Isbe Tarati Taima. The case of a Mu'ud gives you more Chedushim. Why? It sounds like there's two Chedushim. What are the two chedushim? Because first of all, you have a chiddush that tzad tamas of mekayim amedas, and you also have a chiddush that shmirah pechusa and shmirah pechusa is not enough by a tam, and you also have a chiddush that mamidah of chop is tam lekves megufay. So therefore, it's chadah this beitarati. You have two chedushim. Frank the Ben of Parrots, which is an obvious question, it bothered me right away. Is a three chedushim here? It's not two, it's three. There are three. You have maimid. One is that tzad tamas of kamei medas. Number two is shmirah pechusa works, and number three shmirah pechusa works only for mu'ud, not for tam. Because talking about mu'ud here, we're saying for the mu'ud it works. And number three is that maimid rabbi chavas tam lekves megufay. So three chedushim, not two. So the rain parrot, which means is the mile of mu'ud was two more than by tam. If he said tam, you'd only know maimid. Now he's in the case of Mu'ud, which has two more things. Tzad Tamas became a Medas, that the Tzad Tamas stays where it is even after it becomes a Mu'ud. And second of all, that Shmir Pchusa works for Mu'ud and not for a Tam. So that's what we're right now. We had a Kasha, Abaye had a Kasha on Rava. Isn't Rabbi Yaakov arguing with him? He says, no, it's a Pirish. And then we had a Kasha, why can't he say Tzad Tam? We answer that. Ravina is a new terrorist on the first kasha that he said, isn't it Machlag Yehuda, Abrahuda, and Rabbi Yaakov? So we answered that it's a pirish. Ravina is a different terrorist. Ravina Omar, Rashus Mishana Ike Benayu. The Machlaikis Rav Yehuda, it says Mechayiv in that Braisa. Yaakov is Chatzin Ezek, is Taka Machlaikis. One saying Nezek Shalim, one saying Chatzin Ezek. But it's talking a whole different thing. Ravina Omar, Rashus Mishana Ike Benayu. Going to have a Mu'ud, it became a Mu'ud by the Apotropos, and whatever the halacha was there, you pay chatzidazik there because it was a shmir pechusa in that case. If it didn't watch it at all, then it would pay nezek shalom. But it was a mood, it became a mood, and it makes a difference what the story was. It became a mood then. Now it went back. The cherish got better. Mishtafa shaitav. The hitlakar the kum became older. Became by mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, harei b'chaskasa, it stays a mood if we pay nezek shalom. Rabbi Yaakov Sover, Shus Mashana, pays Chatzin Ezek. So Pshat and Chatzin Ezek, not talking about when it's by the Apotropos. Talking about when the Apotropos loses his job, when the guy gets better. Then it's Machlokes is Chatzin Ezek, because Machlokes is Shus Mashana. Therefore, it's not a Kasha on Rava. So bottom line is, we came out with two Pshatim, Rava and Abaye, Pshat and Rabbi Yaakov's Halacha de Chatzin Ezek. Either the Halacha was, he paying Chatzin Ezek of the Mu'ud, or he paying Chatzin Ezek of the Tam. And we explained the very Shmak to Machlokes. And then I kasha loy pligi, so Abaye holds tak arguing, and he has whole pshan that what they're arguing on. And Rabbi Venus says, no, they're arguing about Rosh Hashanah about something else.